friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so happy that you're here. In fact, this is one of my favorite episodes of the entire year. Every week on this show, I invite a girlfriend to join me, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. And this show is way more focused. I invited my friend Melanie Schenkel to come to my studio, sit down with me, and we chatted about 9 different companies that we both agree would make great places for you to spend your money this Christmas holiday season. I mean, I know it is just the middle of November, but Christmas will be here before you know it. So on today's show, we're going to share with you 9 different companies. And we think these companies are places that are worth you spending your money. Mel and I also talk about her new book that just came out recently, her devotional book that she's writing, plus, you know, maybe Patrick Swayze or some other random things that we talk about. Today's show is super fun. I know you're going to love it. Here's the main thing I need you to remember. We're going to give you a lot of information. We're going to give you coupon codes. We're going to give you web pages, so many things, and you're not going to be able to keep up with it. But don't worry. Everything is over at jamieivey.com. All right, friends, here is my conversation with Melanie as we discuss some great places that you can spend your money this holiday season. Hey, Melanie, welcome to the happy hour.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
This is so fun because we're going to just talk about all kinds of fun things that we think people should buy.
I can't wait. That's my favorite topic.
Now, you do this a lot anyways. You tell people what they should buy and then they go buy it.
I do. Yeah. I do Fashion Friday every week, which is selfishly, people are like, I love it so much. And I'm like, that's just me shopping. I mean, that's just me showing you what I want to buy. And I don't buy all of it because that would be bad for my marriage and my life and my bank account. Uh-huh. But it is genuinely all stuff that I would like to go buy.
So. Fashion Friday. I think I have actually, I'll tell you this, it's working. I think I bought a pair of summer like wedges one summer because I saw it on Fashion Friday.
Okay. Well, every now and then it was funny because I had a book signing like last weekend and like 2 or 3 women, they were like, I read Fashion Friday. And I'm like, I know you do because I recognize that whole outfit. Like,
I pinned that outfit for you. You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I see it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you said you were at a book signing because you had a book that just came out.
I did. Yes. Church of the Small Things came out October 3rd. And that was my last book signing. So I've finished like
a month
of craziness. I'm done. Yeah, I'm
done. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, what is this book for?
This is book 4. It's book 4. I don't know if it gets harder or easier.
I was about to ask you that.
I don't know. I think it was harder this time. There was just so much more. It's good because with every book, I feel like there's more stuff that goes with it. And, but it is tiring. I mean, it's so good, but it's exhausting.
Okay. So I remember one time when you were on the show, mm-hmm. I think we might've been talking about your last book.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Nobody's Cuter. Probably.
Maybe. I think so.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Know.
But when we were talking and your book was just coming out, you were already working on another book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you working on another book right now?
I'm supposed to be.
Melanie, they're like working you to death over here.
I know. I'm like, I can't even. I need like a good long nap. No, I'm actually working on it. But it's funny because you know how the timing goes. Uh-huh. Because really, Church of the Small Things, I turned in that manuscript like summer 2016. And so you think it came out. So I've really been finished writing it. And then I wrote a devotional book in the meantime that comes out in March.
Which, how was that, writing that?
It was the hardest, worst thing I've ever done. I was like, here's the thing. I consider myself to be a pretty good Christian, but to try to get 100 words from God, like every day I'd be like, God, I need a new word. I need a verse. Give me something. Give me something, please.
Like abundance. Faith.
Yes. And I was like, how many times can you say like, we're not supposed to be afraid. Don't be afraid. Like you start to like, God's grace is so big. I mean, like I couldn't even remember. And I would write one and I would be like, I think this one's good. And then I would go back and read. And I'm like, well, because I've already written that one.
Because I already told that story once.
Right. Yeah. I've already done that.
It was good. It was good both times.
Yeah. So that was the hardest. I mean, to me, out of everything I've done, it was so hard. And so now, because that was so easy and life-giving, I'm writing a tween version is what I'm actually working on right now for like 9 to 13-year-old girls. So
My
current project, which I don't know why I agreed to it. It was a weak moment.
They're catching you at the weak moments.
Yeah, they caught me in a good mood. And I was like, sure.
Whatever.
So, yeah.
I love writing devotionals.
How hard can that be? And then that's such a switch because like I turned in like the first 10 of those and they were like, no, you can't write like this to tween girls because they don't care about you. They don't want to hear your story. It has to be, it has to be about them. So it can be like, you can't do that whole, like, there was a time when I, whatever. Uh-huh. You have to say, have you ever felt like there was a time? It has to be very much geared towards them. So I'm having to, like, rewrite. I'm like, I've written a blog for 11 years.
And now you have to write it differently.
Yeah, and I have to write in a different way. So
how old is Caroline?
She's 14. So it's really like just past her age group. So so that makes it hard too, because she's not even my target audience anymore. So I don't know. So we'll see.
I'll just send my daughter home with you for a weekend.
Perfect.
And everything you would want to tell her after that weekend, you just write it down.
Yeah.
And there, that's your target audience.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so this is our Christmas gift guide.
Yay.
Which is so much fun. It literally, I say it all the time, it's my favorite show, because we get to tell people about awesome places they should spend their money.
Yeah, which is our favorite.
It's our favorite. That's exactly right. And let me tell you something. Christmas, I'm not the best gift buyer. Are you?
No, not always.
Okay.
I have a really, like, there's some people, like for Caroline, my daughter, I feel like, sure, I can do that all day long. For Perry, my husband, that's a whole other deal. Like, I've never one time probably gotten him a good gift.
Aaron's birthday's coming up. In fact, it is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him the other day, I was like, what do you want? You know, he listed something. I was like, why don't you just go buy it? Like,
yeah, that's it. It's
I know.
Like, yeah, just
but
go get it.
This Christmas gift guide, the reason I love it is because if it's someone like me, I need someone to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And we're just going to give you the links. We're going to give you coupon codes. We're going to tell you what to buy.
Yep. It's easy.
Okay, guys, not only does my webpage tell you everything you need to know, but also follow me on Instagram. It's at Jamie Ivey. And especially this week, because I have a lot of fun giveaways this week. I mean, I'm giving away a t-shirt from Milk and Honey. I'm giving away copies of Aaron's book. I'm giving away some of these products that we talked about today. So be sure and follow me over on Instagram. Okay, let's jump in. We have 9 companies that we're going to tell you about.
Awesome.
And each of them have amazing stories and so much fun and all kinds of things. Okay, so the first one is May Designs. Are you familiar with May Designs?
I was not, no.
Oh, I love this.
It's so great. I mean, like, I was not familiar with them at all until I got my little package.
Okay,
and I was like, amazing.
Okay, so May Designs was started by Micah May, who's a friend of mine. And every single time I see her, I'm like, you got to come on the show. Mm-hmm. She'll be on the show in 2018. But she started May Designs, I don't even know how many years ago, on her own, by herself, literally like making notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they blew up. Like, they were on Good Morning America one time.
Wow.
And so now they do notebooks. They do keychain tassels. They do apparel now, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so May Designs, it's a lifestyle brand specializing in customized notebooks, stationery, fashion, accessories, and more. And they bring happiness to people. That's what they say they want to do. Okay, so what all the people at May Designs sent Melanie and I is this mini folio, which this is all leather.
Yeah, so nice.
And it carries 1, 2, 3, 4 of their notebooks, which they're famous for.
Yeah, which are, and they're all so pretty. I mean, that's what I loved is I was like, and this to me is the perfect, because my mother-in-law, like I get her office supplies every year because that's what she loves.
That's her love
loves.
Language?
That's her love language.
Oh,
and
I
didn't realize it until one year at Container Store, they had all these like decorated like file folders. She was like, this was the greatest. So now every year, so as soon as I got that, I was like, this is what she's getting this year because she loves a notebook and pretty office supplies.
And you can personalize them.
Yeah, which like, is the
mine
best
says
thing
Jamie.
Ever.
Good
yeah,
thing, because that's my name.
Yeah, and mine said Melanie. So that worked out. So
but
that
they
worked
have
out.
All kinds of ones. Like they have meal planning notebooks. They have this one, this prayer and gratitude.
Which I loved.
I love it too. It's 40 days and of prayer and gratitude. And so this also, this holder thing is for someone like me who I literally have May Designs notebooks all over my office.
Yeah.
This is the best thing.
It's perfect. I mean, it makes me feel like I'm already a better person just having it sitting on my desk. Like
you
I'm
can
more organized.
The world.
I can feel it. I can because I've got everything right there and it's pretty and it's easy to like, because it would even fit in your purse. Like you
totally.
Throw it in your bag and just go, which I love.
I know.
So
these are also like my daughter's story. If I gave her a notebook that had her name on it, best thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what that,
so
any kind of journal.
Personalize it, journal.
Yeah.
Okay, so all of these companies that we're going to talk about today, Melanie, they all give back. That was one of the big things for us. And so May Designs also has this certain collection where 100% of the proceeds go to Rise Art and Lucky Few. It's those two collections that support Down syndrome awareness and education in honor of her beautiful son, Jackson, which you should just go follow Micah May on Instagram because she posts videos of her son Jackson, and he's just the cutest.
Oh,
he's the cutest.
Cute.
Okay, so if you love May Designs, here's the coupon code that they're going to give you. You can use the code Happy Hour between the dates of November 15th to 19th, which is today for a couple more days. You can receive 20% off your order of full price items. The only thing you need to know, guys, is that that coupon code is not good for their fashion items. So all of their amazing skirts that you're going to see when you get over there, I'm sorry, but you can't use a coupon code, but you should still buy them because they're awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, that's May Designs. All right, moving on. We got Elevate. All right, Elevate is an organization who partners with national people in developing countries to unleash their potential through their own business dreams. So this is a company who is empowering people, teaching them skill,
Love it.
Netinel makes stuff, mm-hmm. and then they have a business.
Yeah, which is just, to me, the best thing. I mean,
it's the best mm-hmm. thing, because when you buy these products, you're supporting a local business in yeah. another country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is just the best. Okay, mm-hmm. so this little purse here that we both got is really, really cute because it's like a clutch.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Would
it's
you like, call that that?
Yeah,
Fashion
I think it's
Friday,
like a
Melanie?
Clutch. I would. It's like a little clutch. Because you
clutch
could put your
wallet.
Phone. Yeah, because you could put your phone. You could put some credit cards, some cash. And carry it.
Okay, so Elevate also has wallets, which I have teenage boys, mm-hmm. and all of my teenage boys want wallets.
Okay, and probably not the kind. Remember when we were, all our boyfriends had the Velcro, they would like,
right?
Remember that
exactly.
was like the big thing?
Yep.
But now you need a nice
Does
leather
Perry
wallet.
Does Perry carry a wallet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he is the king of wallets. Yes.
That's hilarious. Uh-huh. Aaron yeah. does not carry a wallet.
Oh, he doesn't?
In his iPhone are that little case that has yeah. where you put the credit cards.
Oh.
So if he loses his phone, he's lost his phone, every identification oh. that he owns. It's
no
all
pressure.
Right there. No pressure.
No pressure at all.
But all my teenage boys, uh-huh. they're almost teenagers. They want wallets. And so
okay.
this is a great
it is.
Gift mm-hmm. for a man in your world.
Yeah,
is this
it is.
Wallet.
And it's
then,
really pretty.
Yes. And then these, this last little wallet, they have wallets for women.
Yeah.
I mean, just.
And I love that. Caroline is going to take that from me because that little wristlet, because you've got the little, because like when she goes to like football games, like she's got to have her phone and her student ID and all that stuff. And so she loves a little easy bag to carry. And that to me is perfect size for a teenage girl.
It really is. And
or a grown-up girl.
But, or a grown-up girl.
Yeah,
I mean, anybody that needs a small little wallet.
Yeah.
So they make great stuff. Wallets for men, clutches for women. They have purses. Okay, so that's Elevate People, and they have a coupon code that can get you 10% off.
Awesome. You know, the other thing we got from them that I could not figure out what they were, and I had to go to the website, were the cord holders, the little bitty leather cord holders. And I got them, and I was like, are those rings? Like, what am I supposed to do with these? I don't know what they are, but they've already changed my life because we've got all our earbuds are just everywhere.
Okay, so tell me, because I thought this was a ring the whole time.
No.
And I wasn't going to talk about it because it didn't fit me.
No, I know. That's what, thank you. I'm so glad because you're so much cooler than me. So I was like, somebody automatically knew these were cord holders. I had to go look them up. I couldn't figure out if they were supposed to go on the bracelet. So they're cord holders.
So tell me what you did with this.
So you just wrap up so you open it up, like it's got a little button, and then you wrap up your little cord. And so when it's coiled up, you just do this and it stays in like a nice little coil.
This is genius.
And
this
so,
is the best stocking stuffer gift.
It is so
for teenagers
yeah.
and adults.
Well, because we all like, I mean, I hate to say it, but our family, all three of us will sit with our devices and our earbuds at night for quality time.
Right,
you know, like
right.
we're all like, don't
we're
talk
all together.
To me. Yeah. We're all sitting here together. But now all our earbuds are neatly on the coffee table with our little cord holders. And I was like, who even knew that was a thing?
Melanie.
So, yeah.
I was going to pass by this because I thought they were rings that didn't fit me.
Yeah, I know. I thought they were some sort of tricky charm for the bracelet. And I went on because I was like, surely that can't be what that is.
Elevate People. Those are really,
holder.
Really cool.
Yeah, smart, right?
And I got enough for all of us in my family that have devices to go
yeah.
for it.
So there you go.
And then this amazing black purse.
Oh my gosh.
Did you get a black
gorgeous.
One?
Gorgeous. No, I actually got, which was my, I got a burgundy crossbody. Which
hello, does it go
Aggie
like
fan.
Aggie? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Aggie maroon and it's so pretty. So I love it, but I love that one too.
I have
They're
had
so pretty.
In the past couple of years, just getting like leather bags. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I love them so much because they wear
yep.
really well
mm-hmm.
and then they smell good.
Yep.
And so, okay, good job, Elevate. Don't forget 10% off with the code Happy Hour. And you guys, if you're driving, or what are you doing when you listen to podcasts? Maybe, you know, I listen to podcasts in the shower sometime.
Do you really?
I have a little thing that I put my phone in.
Oh,
and
that's
so
smart.
It's like I'm listening to my podcast in the shower. And you can't write down these coupon codes when you're in the shower.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
So
no,
we'll put it all up
tricky.
On our webpage
yeah.
where you can find it there. Okay, here is our next gift. And that is Sage Harvest Gourmet Jerky. Okay?
Yes.
Now, have you ever given food as a Christmas gift?
I have. So
who'd you give it to?
Well, so my big Bob, who was my grandpa,
uh-huh.
He used to love a Hickory Farms basket. Remember Hickory Farms
yep.
in the mall?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they still have them, but
yeah.
the Hickory Farms. So he'd always like want the summer sausage like package. So I've gotten that. And then Perry and I receive food. So his godfather sends us this gourmet bacon every year. And we get like this pack of all this different kind of gourmet bacon. And then we have another one of his landscape clients sends us grapefruit every year.
Grapefruit.
So, yeah, from the valley, like from Mission, you know,
oh, yes.
down in the
uh-huh.
Texas Valley,
uh-huh.
like the grapefruit. So we get food gifts.
And they're great.
They're great. I mean, because it's stuff that you wouldn't necessarily go buy yourself, but you're so excited to have it. So
I had an aunt that used to send us the big tins of popcorn.
You know
that they had the three different sections.
That's a good
caramel, cheddar cheese, I think giving food gifts, this is why I love them, is because you get to enjoy it like immediately.
Yes. Yeah. And everybody likes it. And I think to me, like when I got the Sage Harvest beef jerky, and I have to say this, so, you know, Perry's a hunter. And so we have our own venison and our stuff. So we're like snobs. I mean, we're beef jerky snobs. And so I was fully prepared to be like, this is not going to be, we're going to think this is real mediocre. It's so delicious. Like we have been eating it. Like we just tear off a piece. Like every time Caroline wanted it in her lunch today, like it's so good. And I think it's such a good guy gift. Like I think so many men are so hard to buy for, but I'm like, you give them like that and a six pack of beer. I mean, what?
Done.
That, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I mean, Merry Christmas. Okay. So Sage Harvey, you have the best review of it since you guys have your own venison that you use. So Sage Harvest Gourmet Jerky started as a dream of a military family who, after four adoptions of their own, wanted to support other adoptive families. And so they give back to help people who are going through adoption, which is, you know, awesome and wonderful. But it's like their Sage jerky, which makes it amazing, which you tasted and loved it as well, is that it is MSG and nitrate free, which to some people, that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
And it's just these small little packages. What is it? 4 ounces each. But that's a lot of jerky.
It's a lot of jerky. Yeah. I mean, I feel like one package we've, you know, like we keep opening up different ones to try, but we still have all of it. Like it lasts a long time.
Super great jerky here. It comes in, it's really great packaging. It's not what you think for some, you know, jerky company. But my boys, I just opened up this package just now we're talking, but my boys will devour that.
It's like perfect after school snack. It's so good.
I've had it before because I had a guest on one time that told me it was one of her favorite things.
Okay.
And so then they sent me a package.
Oh, nice.
Loved it so much.
It's, I mean, I was so like, it's one of those where I'm like, oh, I'll order that again. Like it was so
good. You know what else
it
would be good for? Has Caroline had any male teachers ever?
She has.
So have my boy, my kids. That's a good gift.
It is a good gift. That's what I kept thinking. I was like, it's a great guy gift. Because I don't know a guy that wouldn't like beef jerky.
Let's pause for a moment and talk about teacher gifts.
Okay. I feel like I'm a little pat because we're high school now.
Oh, yeah.
In junior high, no. I mean, really starting with junior high, I didn't do anything. Like, and I don't know if you should, but I'm like, it's like seven different teachers.
Right.
So I don't know. We don't do anything.
So we just, now we have three in middle school. And I remember telling my Caden when he was in middle school, he's still in middle school, but when he first entered middle school, I was like, just pick like your favorite teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know.
I know.
I was a teacher before I had kids. And let me just tell everybody, I don't think you should buy your teacher a mug.
No, nobody, no teacher wants a mug.
You know what they want? They want Starbucks gift cards.
Starbucks gift cards to me are the best, or a Target gift card. And even like a $5 or $10, I feel like is so easy and they're going to use it for something.
I know.
And I just think that's the best gift.
That's what's hard too. When I have four children and they have, you know, they have a music teacher and a PE teacher. And it's, I feel bad talking about it because teachers do a lot of hard work, you know? But it's an expensive little gig. And
it
so, okay, let's go on to our next product that we got here. And it is Millie Mae. All right. You got this box?
I did get that box. I thought it was precious. Oh my gosh. And so much. And so, in fact, I have a friend that sells jewelry and does stuff. And when I saw it, I was like, this packaging is beautiful.
That's exactly what Amanda and I said. We opened it up this morning and we're like, this packaging is amazing, which I think packaging really tells a lot about a company
too. Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because that is a great gift to me to send because you know it's going to arrive beautifully and you don't have to worry about like, is it just going to come in some like janky UPS envelope?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So Millie Mae, we found out about Millie Mae from our friend Mandy who owns Milk and Honey Teas.
Oh, yeah.
Which you're filling with them because y'all made your shirt
that
just went like crazy.
It did. Chin up, America.
Chin up, America.
Chin up, America has now been retired. But listen, it worked.
Shirts were amazing. Mandy over at Milk and Honey Teas makes great t-shirts and stuff. But she introduced me to Millie Mae at my last happy hour event. And so Millie Mae is a home-based business that designs and sells fashionable on-trend jewelry, which I agree.
Yeah.
You are fashionable and on-trend.
Yep.
Each piece is designed and handmade by the owner and stay-at-home mom, Mallory, which you should go see her on Instagram too because she's just the cutest thing I have yet to see. Her and Mandy together, just the cutest people in Arkansas, I guarantee you. Plus Amy. Amy, Mandy, and Mallory. Y'all are just so cute. Okay, so Millie Mae, these earrings.
I love those. I love those. They're so cute.
So Amanda, when we were opening this box, we said they feel like kind of grown-up fashionable earrings. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. we Amanda and I, we love our feather earrings. Yeah. And you can almost find me in feather earrings every day. These feel like what I'm going to put on when I need to go to a Christmas party.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so, they're just elegant to me. Like, they can be dressed up as much as you need. Like, those to me, like, just those simple hoops, like, I'd wear those every single day.
Yes. And tassels. I'm sure you know. Yeah. Tassels are big.
Tassels
and so they have all these earrings with tassels on them. So I don't want it to feel like I said they're like dressed up like they're fancy.
No, because you could totally wear them with jeans and a t-shirt.
Totally.
Like, yeah. And what I love too is I wore a pair to church yesterday and they're super lightweight too. And that is my prerequisite for earrings. Because
mm-hmm. you don't need your earlobes falling down.
So now I've gotten to where if I can feel them in my ears, I don't want to wear them. Yeah. And the Millie Mays to me are great because they're so pretty, but they're lightweight.
And there are some who are like, whoa, that's a lot with tassels. And then there's some that are just simple.
Yeah. So it's like, it's the best of both worlds. And you know what? I learned a little trick with the tassel earrings for those, because I had some tassels that had some flyaways. But if you just do a little bit of hairspray, you can slick down those tassels so that any strays, it's just
look
like
at
your
you.
Hair. I know. It's like a little tip.
You're full of tips today.
So, their tassels can get wonky.
They can. Okay, Millie Mae, we'll put the webpage up for you, but there's a coupon code. Use the code HAPPYHOUR for 10% off. Does Carolyn, are her ears pierced?
Her ears are pierced. She doesn't wear earrings. I mean, she'll put them in once every 6 months.
Okay, but she's not an earring kind of girl.
No, not really, because I think she plays soccer every day, so you have to take them out, and she's just not going to. So, it's like every now and then she'll remember like, oh, yeah, I need to probably put in earrings.
Yeah. Okay, so here is our next company, and this is called Stranded. All right. And this is hair powder. It is dry shampoo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which in a powder form.
In a powder form, which this, I have had some of this before because one of the owners of this company is Lauren Scruggs Kennedy, who is my guest on number 137. Mm-hmm. And so she sent me some before. It's the first time I've had powder. Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
All my friends with light hair can use baby powder.
Yeah. Because it doesn't show.
Because it doesn't show.
Yeah.
But then you have dark hair. You can't put baby powder in your hair.
That's just going to make you look like you have gray hair.
Yes. And that's not what we want.
Nobody wants that. No. That's nobody wants that. Yeah.
And so they developed this dry shampoo. It's hair powder. And it's really, really healthy and good for you because, like they said, you know, everything's absorbed through the skin. And so Stranded is committed to using only safe and pure ingredients. So it's dye-free and gluten-free and vegan-friendly.
Yep.
Not tested on animals. If those things are important to you,
no,
this is perfect. Your thing.
Well, and I love that it's by hair color, like that there's a blonde, brunette, and redhead. Because like you said, I feel like it's so hard to find a dry shampoo that doesn't show up white in my hair. You know, you have to be so careful. And then my friend August Jaffe, who leads worship for us at our church service, is a redhead. And so I was so excited for her. And so like I was like, you've got to try this. And she was like, it's great. And she's super sensitive and like has a lot of allergies and is gluten-free. And so I was like, look at, so she was so excited that it's so all natural. So I love it. I think it's a great idea to be able to use it.
Totally is. And I remember one of my girlfriends was like reading the ingredients on the spray dry shampoo. And she's getting really conscious about what she puts on her body and it was just not good for you. And so this is really, really good. Now, these, I think, speaking of teacher gifts.
Oh, that's a good teacher
gift. This is a good idea, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. I think
because teachers, we don't have time to wash our hair every day.
No.
We need some dry shampoo.
Yeah. And I do think a dry shampoo, even on my clean hair days, I'll still use a dry shampoo sometimes because it gives you a better ponytail. It gives you a better bun. Like it builds in. So I can't live without my dry shampoo.
I've done that before too. Yeah. I've washed my hair, curled it, and put some dry shampoo in it.
Yeah, because I don't like my hair feeling too clean. It makes me nervous when it feels too clean.
Well, your hair does better when it's dirty anyway. So, okay. So they have given us a coupon code as well, 20% off. With the code Happy Hour. That is really good. And go listen to Lauren's episode if you haven't heard it, number 137, because it was super fun. And her mom, Cheryl, was on the show as well. I don't know what episode that was, but you can find it as well.
And this would be, to me, a good stocking stuffer, too.
Great stocking stuffer.
Because a little bottle would go, and you could get, like, the set, and then just, you know, for all your redheads, blondes, brunettes.
Totally great gift.
Perfect little gift.
Great gift for teenagers or girlfriends. Do you guys in your family and your extended family, do you get buy gifts for everybody?
No.
It's just you three.
We are so minimal at this point. Like, now we get, like, we get Perry's mom.
I mean, like, nephews and nieces.
No.
Okay.
We don't do that. We've kind of quit. Because everybody's old now. Yeah. Like, when they were little, I felt like we did. But it got to where you're like, all we're doing is exchanging
Target
iTunes gift cards.
Yeah, exactly.
So it just doesn't seem to make sense. And nobody knows what anybody wants. And so I still buy for my niece and nephew, my sister's kids, because they're still little.
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. But Mm-mm, nobody else.
Last year, Aaron and I exchanged gifts for like, I think the first Christmas ever. Mm-hmm. Because I was telling someone the other day, when we were newly married, we didn't have a penny to spend on anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, and our deal was, this is what we said, our Christmas gifts have to fit in our stocking.
Oh, that's
so good. I'm like, we don't need to go overboard. Yeah. Of course, he ends up getting me a new pair of boots that definitely did not fit in a stocking. Yeah. But we haven't done Christmas gifts forever as well. Yeah. And we just, we're pretty minimal with our kids as well. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
That's kind of...
Yeah. Okay, our next company that we want to tell you about is West Rock Coffee, which can you go wrong?
You can't go wrong.
It's an easy gift too.
It's so easy. To me, that becomes, that's another great teacher gift because I feel like everybody likes, you know, and I think that to me, like that basket of coffee could even be the kind of thing you bring into like school administration and you're like, here you go.
That's right. Amanda and I were talking about these Keurigs. I have a Keurig in my office, but we use... regular coffee in our house, but every teacher workroom I've ever been in, you know what they have?
A Keurig. That's what we have at our house.
Yeah,
that's
so
all we do.
We just took them a bunch of these little pods. They'd be so happy.
Yeah. It's so easy. I mean,
this is usually what I get when we get Aaron's parents' gifts.
Okay.
It's something for her. And usually my father-in-law's getting coffee.
That's a good, but see, I think that's another good guy gift.
It is because we need it. And what I love about West Rock, so you're not just like going into, you know, getting any kind of coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
Is once again, it's a company that really values the people that are making the coffee and they give back. So they work with farmers in developing countries like Rwanda and Tanzania to ensure that every farmer is paid a fair price, which until I started doing podcasts and hearing about companies like this, I thought every farmer got paid. You know, but it's not. And so West Rock really ensures that these farmers also get access to support and training. So they're growing their businesses. So when you buy West Rock coffee, you're not just getting, you know, a random coffee company, but they actually are doing really great work in Rwanda and Tanzania, which is really great.
I love that. Yep.
And have you been to Rwanda or Tanzania?
I have not. I've never been.
So the summer when I was in Kenya, we got to the like one of the edges of Kenya and we stepped into Tanzania. So I can actually say,
oh, you've been to Tanzania.
And I didn't even use my passport.
Wow.
We just kind of
that's impressive.
Stood there.
Right there.
Half and half, you know.
That's it.
So West Rock, you can get it online. We'll put their webpage up. It's westrockcoffee.com. Right now you can use the coupon code buy one, get one free of any of their products that are like the yellow and gold label. So basically you buy a gift for somebody and you get yourself something as well.
That's to me the best kind.
Win-win.
That's a win.
Or you could buy two gifts. But they have a webpage where you can get it. You can also get it on Amazon, which I know you cannot use a coupon code there. So go to the webpage and use the coupon code. Okay. Here is our next company. It's called Prodigal Pottery. All right. And Prodigal Pottery is in Birmingham, Alabama. Okay. So Prodigal Pottery, this is what I love about them is that their whole mission is to provide a safe and therapeutic working environment for women in need. So they're helping them develop healthy professional skills, helping them develop interpersonal relationship and spiritual depth. So they're providing steady employment for at-risk women to equip them with entrepreneur skills. So most of their women that make the pottery, Melanie, they are fleeing homelessness and domestic abuse. So this company is teaching the women a skill, giving them a job, giving them value, giving them dignity, which I...
Giving them a way out.
A way out. Mm-hmm. I love it so very much. Okay,
me
so
too.
Something about pottery. Let me tell you something real quick.
Okay.
In my neighborhood, in a house around the corner, we met our neighbors. His whole job is he makes pottery.
No, does he have like a wheel and everything?
Everything.
I've always wanted to have a pottery wheel.
Okay, so if I knew him better, we would go knock on his door and I'll show
and
you
his pottery wheel, but I've only met him once.
But he has the wheel. I mean, he sat down and showed us. I'll show you a video I have on my phone.
Okay.
He sat down and showed us and did it. He has the fire thing in his back.
Wow.
Yes, he develops all of the colors. Like he makes them.
Yeah, I mean, and then does the... That'd be like my dream come true.
See?
I would totally stalk him if I lived in your house.
Isn't that
because,
cool?
Yeah, that's so... I remember growing up and we used to go to Marshall, Texas, and I guess Marshall Pottery is still there, but you could go watch them make the pots. And I think that's where my fascination, because I really even almost signed up for like an adult pottery making class a couple of years ago.
You should.
But I was like, I don't know that that's, I can justify spending time doing that. But it's, to me, the whole process is so cool.
Amazing. So besides Marshall, Texas, when you think of pottery, what do you think of?
Probably Pottery Barn.
Pottery Barn. Okay, I was going with Ghost.
Oh, for sure. Yes,
Patrick Swayze.
Yes, for sure. We could go have that moment with your neighbor, but that would be
that
real
would be
awkward.
Inappropriate and awkward. Like making pottery never looks so like sexual until Patrick Swayze starts making some pottery.
Sure. That's it. With his shirt off, you're like, I'm all in for some pottery.
Yes.
Let's go take couples pottery classes.
There you go. Perry would love that. I'm going to tell Aaron.
Sure.
I'm going to ask our neighbor. If when they're out of town, we can house sit.
and borrow their
and
pottery.
And
Aaron
will just make some pottery.
So it's totally normal. It'll be so fine. Just don't think about it.
I love it. Okay, so Prodigal Pottery, they sent us some really cool things. Like they sent us this little dish. Mine has a J, yours has an M.
Yes.
They also sent one for my daughter, Story.
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay, so she'll never know this because she does not listen to the podcast. I'm going to wrap it up. Her birthday is next week. Oh, I'm going to give it to her for her birthday.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Prodigal Pottery, for that.
Yeah.
Because these are the little things that I think young girls really like because it has their initial.
Yeah. Anything with a monogram and initial.
Because it's all about them.
Exactly.
Remember?
That's it.
Goes back to the divas.
Yeah, they don't want to know about you.
So these are great for, I know where I'm going to put mine. I'm going to put it by my sink so that when I take my jewelry off.
Yep. That's perfect.
It's right there.
Yeah. Because I always take my wedding ring off like at night. And
do you really?
I do. I take it off. I can't sleep with it on.
Do you shower with it?
No. I don't wear it. Like, you would be shocked at how little. But Perry never wears his. So I feel like the
You're
fact that I only wear mine like 50% of the time is okay.
I never take my rings off.
You don't? Oh, see, I couldn't sleep with them. It would drive me crazy.
Now, when I'm doing dishes, I take all my bracelets off and stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm a strict, like, no.
That is so funny.
Yeah. I don't know why. It just drives me crazy. I can't do it.
Okay. Well, now you have a little thing next to your bed with an M on it.
So I don't ever have to have that panic anymore of where did I take off my wedding ring? Because that does cause me some stress every now and then.
Yeah. So they also sent us super cute ornaments with a nativity scene on it, which would be a great gift as well.
Yeah.
A mug. They make mugs where you can put your initials on it. They sent us a nativity scene. We were talking about these would be really cute gifts for hostesses. Like, if you're going to, I want to be better about this. I'm not the best about this. Like, going to a party.
You got all your party invitations.
I know. I mean,
come
on.
You got
to. I need to start ordering. Yep. But bring in a gift. It'd be a super great hostess gift.
Yes. And I think the nativity to me is, it's so different, but I think there are so many people who like to collect different nativities. So if you're a person who likes different nativity scenes, I think theirs is really unique. Yeah. I think it would be a great addition.
I need a new nativity scene because my mom got my brother and I the willow tree huge set. So it has like the barn, the star, all the animals.
Okay.
Well, a couple of years ago, Mary, baby Jesus, fell out of her arms.
Oh, no.
And so, I mean, we,
poor baby Jesus.
We have glued every piece of those things back together. But we put it out because I think it has character and, you know.
Well, yeah, it's a story.
Yeah, that's, and God redeems broken people.
That's exactly it.
There's your next diva, Melody.
That's it. He redeems just like this manger scene.
That's exactly right.
I know,
right.
Ours is a little because the kids like to play with them.
So Prodigal Pottery, they're going to give you 15% off your entire order. So head to their webpage, check it out. Super great company that you can see gives back. And one of the things I really love about them, like how they're giving these women dignity and jobs, is when I work at the jail, we do a lot about job training and finding jobs. And I'm just telling you, if you have a felony, it's not the easiest thing in the world to go find a JOB. Yeah. And so I love that they're doing this for the women.
I agree. Because I think so many women stay trapped because they don't know how to maintain a sustainable lifestyle. So I feel like to give them the opportunity to do that is amazing.
Okay, so here is our next company, Nellie Taft. Okay.
Cute name.
I'm going to stump you, Melanie. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you know where the name comes from?
I have no idea.
I know. I didn't either.
No.
So I looked it up. Well, on their webpage, they tell you. Nellie Taft, which is kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
Nellie Taft.
I like it.
She was the first lady of the 27th president, William Howard Taft. You knew that?
Well, I...
Oh, my gosh. Taft gave it away.
Yeah. Taft.
Okay.
It's Taft, but I would have, okay, that makes sense now. Here's what you need to know about me, Jamie, is my mind is a wealth of useless information that rarely comes in handy.
But when it does, you're my friend.
I can come up with a random fact like William Taft.
Okay, so Nellie Taft actually was started by Haley Morgan, who was on episode 101 of my show, and she wrote Wild and Free with Jess Conley, so you might have remembered that. Haley also, I hope I get this right, a long time ago, she was one of the first people to start this whole, what is the movement where you go through your closet and you only wear certain things?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. I don't do it, but
capsule wardrobe.
Yes. Where you pick like five things. Uh-huh. I wish I could be that person.
Me too. But it kind of stresses me out because I'm kind of a hoarder where I think, what if I will have a shirt that I haven't worn in 3 years, but just maybe.
Because what if something comes up and you need it? I went through my closet last night and I texted Gully, my best friend, and I said, do not let me, this is an intervention, do not let me buy another cream sweater.
I don't need
every winter. I'm like, I need a cream color sweater to wear with jeans and boots. Well, guess what? I've thought that like 6 years in a row. So
because
I'm,
you've got them.
I've got them. And I live in San Antonio. So you know how many days I'm actually wearing that?
Seven in February.
Exactly. That's
yes.
It.
Yeah. That's exactly.
It. Yeah.
But I hope, Haley, we love that you do this. And everyone that does a capsule wardrobe, it's amazing. Yeah. I love it as well. So Haley Morgan started this company, Nellie Taft, and basically they really want to create jobs for young women. And so they're making it possible also to find clothes that look good on your body, don't break the bank, and are made right here in the U.S. So that's one of their things that they're pretty well known for. So Nellie Taft sent us a dress.
Yes, which I love. I got it in and I was like, this is everything I like in a dress, because it's charcoal gray, check. It has a real thin stripe, check. Super soft. It's a great length. And to me, I immediately looked at it and thought I could dress it up with boots or I could wear it with my Vans.
See?
So it's
And it's
perfect.
Not clingy.
No, it's not too clingy. Uh-huh. It's a good looser fit. So I feel like it fits well and it's easy to go run errands in. It's almost, I could almost wear it maybe with some leggings under it when it's cold with boots. So it could double. And the biggest score was I had asked Caroline, I invited her into my closet while I was doing my cream sweater intervention last night. And I said, do you see anything in here at first glance that I should never wear again? Which, don't ask your 14-year-old daughter that question, because it was a big hit to my esteem. Mm-hmm. But she approved that dress.
Okay, that's good.
So I thought that's a score.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like any dress that doesn't cling to me, because let me tell you, as a 39-year-old woman, I don't need anything touching my body.
No.
Uh-uh. I mean, that's why I love sweaters.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to look like, what was it, Will Ferrell in the cowbell skit on Saturday Night Live? That's what I always, that to me is the worst. I don't want you to see my belly button through anything. I don't want you to see my back fat through anything.
Covered
and here's
up.
My other thing. If I'm wearing a cotton dress, I don't want to have to wear Spanx.
No. It's too hot.
No, it's too hot. I can't add that extra layer.
Okay, so Nellie Taft, they're going to give you 15% off your purchase. So they have this amazing dress that Melanie and I got, but they also have a new line of candles that actually just came out yesterday that smell amazing. Once again, great teacher gift.
Yes. I feel like you can't go wrong. I know some people say candles are such a unique scent, but I still think that it's hard to go wrong with a candle.
Everybody loves a candle,
That's
too.
That's what I think.
Who doesn't love a candle? This is a sister-in-law gift?
Yep.
This is a gift
sure.
for yourself.
Yeah. Good teacher gift. Yes. Gift for yourself. Good to have in your house over the holidays. Because I feel like when you've got people stopping in, I always say if you light a candle, it gives the illusion your house is clean, even if it's not.
Put them in the bathrooms.
Exactly.
That's why I put them in my boys' bathroom.
Oh, that's a necessity.
I need candles in there for sure. But the everyday dress is just such a great gift for somebody as well, because it's comfortable, like Melanie said, made here in America. They also have a t-shirt that just came out yesterday as well. And it says stronger than I thought on there. So that maybe give that to your women friends who are stronger than they thought.
That's exactly right.
Stronger than they thought. Okay, Nellie Taft. Not only was she the first lady of our 27th president, William Howard Taft.
That's right.
But Nellie Taft makes some awesome clothes. Okay, their coupon code that they're giving us is 15% off your purchase, which is great. Just go to NellieTaft.com, use the code HAPPYHOUR, get 15% off. All right, got one more product. This is from a company called Weather and Story, and they're actually right here in Austin, Texas, and I know the owner and creator of this. Her name's Lainey, and she makes really, really great leather products.
They're really pretty.
They're very, very pretty. They're intended to be your loyal companion through many stories and seasons of your life. So I want to tell you about this one thing. Okay, this is it's a passport holder, but it also has field note, little notebook. Now, I'm going to tell you about this because my husband, Aaron, has something like this, okay?
Yeah.
When we were working on our house and we were like doing a lot of renovations, first of all, every time Aaron put on his work boots and his work pants, I told him I have never been more attracted to you in my whole entire life. If you're hammering something or pulling, I mean, I'm just like...
All day long.
All day long. So he had something like this and he would keep it in his back pocket because he'd be making all the trips to...
Home Depot,
and you'd make all of his notes. So this was a lifesaver for Aaron.
Yeah, that's a good, and it's funny because I immediately thought of Perry, because Perry, speaking of manly men, he makes his own ammunition, as you do.
Wait, so like to go kill the deer that you kill and eat?
Oh yeah, he makes his own ammunition. Yeah, we have a whole reloading thing going on in our house, so...
Y'all are ready.
We are ready.
When the apocalypse comes, I might just come down
to San Antonio.
House.
Come on to San Antonio. Maybe we need to come here because y'all are a little more out of your little
off the
grid.
You bring all your ammo here.
Yeah.
And we've got pottery down the road with my neighbor.
We can go make pottery. Yeah. We're going to have to figure out how to garden.
Yes.
That's our only, we're going to have to learn how to grow some vegetables. But he takes his ammo down to the ranch and he target practices and then he makes notes. He has little notebooks he always has so that he knows how to tweak all his different loads. And so I'm like, that's perfect because it's small enough that he can easily put it in like a pocket And use it that way.
Does he sell this ammo that he makes? Or is it just personal use?
It's just personal and friends and treasured friends. Yeah. So, but he's a perfectionist about it.
I did not know that about Barry.
It's like a real thing.
Okay. So this is a great guy gift. It really is, but it's also a passport holder. And I don't know about you, but I have just started carrying my passport in a passport holder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I travel internationally, I will leave the house and between the house and the airport, check to see if I had the passport in my bag 17 times.
Oh, because it's
when
panic.
I haven't left the car.
Yeah.
I've been in the car the entire trip.
Uh-huh. But that's like worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario. Uh-huh. And so now that I have it in a holder, I can find it easier and I know where it is.
That's good.
Yes. Okay. So weather and story. This is a really, really great like field notes where you can put a notebook in here. They also make toiletry bags. Which
Love
is
that.
Another great, you're looking for, what do I get this man in my life?
Yes.
Toiletry bag.
Toiletry bag and fill it with beef jerky. Christmas morning.
There you go. While you're drinking your West Rock coffee.
That's right.
And you got your candle from Nellie Taft. I mean, we could go on
you
and on.
You could do the whole thing. You hang your pottery ornament.
There you go.
And then you're set.
Oh my gosh.
I think a toiletry bag for a guy, that was such a good gift because they all need one.
Uh-huh.
If your husband has one that he's had since high school, it's time for him to have a new one.
New one. Mm-hmm.
And those are beautiful.
Yeah. And my boys are getting older where they're traveling.
Yeah.
And they no longer want me to put all their toiletries into like a Ziploc bag.
That's right.
And so I could get them their own toiletry bag.
Yeah. And I think that's a good, because you think if your boys ever, I think about this, like if our kids get to the point where they're in serious relationships, I know we're still at the front end of that, but like you don't want them to travel with like the girlfriend's family and pull out a Ziploc bag. That could be a flag.
That they're going to be like, no,
no,
honey, move on. But if a man pulls out a nice toiletry bag, he's got priorities.
That's what I think. Yeah. That's a well-groomed man.
He must have a good mom
His
out
hygiene
there.
Is important. And yes. He clearly comes from a good family.
Totally. Yes. Totally. Now, if you're a grown man and you open up your toiletry bag and like Axe comes out, Axe body spray,
no,
that's a red
not.
Flag, ladies. Yeah. No Axe body spray for grown men.
No, if you're over 16,
so you don't have that in your house, but my house, I gave my boys Axe body spray in their stockings last year.
Oh, God.
And I literally thought, what were you thinking?
Yeah. It's such a Gully would say she was like, my house smells like shit because they think they don't shower. So it's like a combination of BO and Axe. You know, like I haven't showered, but if I spray on enough of this Axe, it isn't going to matter. And you're like, that's not really how it
Putting
works.
Those two things together is not going to work.
No.
Oh. So, okay. We did 9 amazing companies. We're going to put everything up on my webpage because I know you guys don't remember them. You don't remember what we talked about at the beginning because we're now talking about Axe body spray.
I don't remember what we talked about
neither.
At the beginning.
So go on to my webpage and everything's there. Every link, every coupon code, all kinds of things, and do some Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, get it done.
In your pajamas.
And it comes to your house.
Order your groceries. It'll all come to your house.
Yes. Every year I say I'm going to have all my shopping done by December 1st.
Oh, that's ambitious.
No, I've never made it. I've never done it.
Okay. I feel better about that.
It's a good goal. It's never been met once.
Yeah.
But this is a great way to work on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, kids like to give you that whole, like, this is what I really want in the December 22nd. Like,
totally.
By the way, that's not what I wanted.
By the way. Uh-huh. Yes.
I've changed.
Yeah. So the reason I do this show as well is because, you know, we're all going to end up getting gifts on Amazon and Target. It just happens. But I want to give you some places that make a difference.
Yep.
So if you're going to spend your money, I know there are things you have to get at Target and Amazon. It's life. I get it. I'm not going to say I don't. But I do like to put my money where it counts as well.
Absolutely.
And so these are some great options for you to do that. And hold on to this gift list come Mother's Day.
Yeah, for
Father's
sure.
Day.
I mean, all year. Yeah. Because I mean, I feel like we're constantly having to buy gifts for different stuff. It's a great list.
Melanie, thank you for doing this with me.
Thank you for having me. It was so fun.
It was so
Loved
great.
It.
Everyone go get Church of the Small Things, which I sent your picture yesterday, but I saw it in Costco.
It's in Costco. So Costco shoppers.
Costco shoppers.
Get your copy of Church of Small Things.
And you know what? My oldest son was with me and he said, is this the woman that was at your happy hour event?
Oh,
I said, yes.
That's a good memory.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Costco shoppers.
Church of the Small Things. Get it at Costco where you get everything. I mean,
everything comes big except for Church of the Small Things.
That's hilarious. Maybe you can get it packaged. You can get a whole shipment of them if you go to Costco. Who
there
knows?
You go.
Who knows?
Hand those out for Christmas gifts too.
Exactly. That is a great idea. We should say that. We've got books that you can give too.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got a plethora.
Church of the Small Things. Just pick one.
Your devotional's not out yet, right?
The devotional's not out till March. No.
Okay.
So, but Church of the Small Things, the book and the Bible study are available. And you can, Barnes & Noble still has signed copies online.
Okay, Church of the Small Things, you can get it. And if you wanted to order, you know, a book called If You Only Knew by Jamie Ivey, you can't get it before Christmas, but you could get it for a friend and say, hey, I got you something in January.
Absolutely. And then that's like the gift, that's like a wine of the month club or something. Shows where then up. When it shows up, it's like Merry Christmas all over
again. That's right. That's right.
To me, the best thing to do.
Okay, thanks, Melanie.
Thanks, Jamie.
Okay, friends, I told you it was fun. I told you we were going to bring you great gift ideas. I hope that we've helped you make this holiday shopping season a little less stressful. I hope that we've helped you spend your money in places that actually matter and count and are making a difference. Don't forget, if you need to know any of these companies' web pages, the coupon codes, please visit my webpage, jamieivey.com, where we have everything written out for you. Also, go visit my Instagram at Jamie Ivey because I'm going to be giving away some stuff over there this week, which is super fun. And it's just always fun to connect with friends over there. You guys, I hope you have a wonderful week. We have some great guests coming up to finish out the rest of the month. Abby Campman joins me next week. And Abby Campman is a listener who sent me her story a couple months ago. And I read it and I didn't delete it. And I kept reading it and I kept reading it. And finally, I said, Abby, I want you to tell your story to my listeners. It is an amazing story of God's redemption and grace on her life through some very tragic events. So come back next week and check out my conversation with Abby Campman. All right, friends, I will see you next week. Thank you for listening. Have a happy hour with a friend.